Greetings, social media wombles. Don't know if you can hear the bird song in the background, and I think there's a wood pigeon cooing. I'm walking through West Park to the gym and swim. Not been for a couple of weeks, and I've not made an audio post for a while. I think sometimes, although I'm not agoraphobic, I can get stuck behind my front door, locked in a what turns out to be a pseudo panic, that as soon as I get today, I've discovered to the crossroads, cross the Pelican Crossing to come over to the park, just the breathing and relaxation of walking through the park just makes me think, why did I not come out sooner? So what is this you hear? The last couple of weeks I've not been feeling too great. I've been feeling a bit ill. I've been to the doctors and I've got a referral to the hospital, and I kind of figured, well, I can't do anything else until I talk to that specialist. So I thought, I'm going to have to start to go out. And I felt a bit better today. So I always find the mornings really, really hard. I've never been a morning person. And, you know, I think I wake up and I have a calm, and then my mind kicks in and it races at a million miles an hour, and there's so much to do, and although I've got to-do lists and I've got things that are kind of started and things that are need to be completed and things that are paid and things that I'm doing because I love them, but then the things that I'm paid for I love doing, and but then the things that I'm paid for don't really pay me enough to sustain my livelihood, so I need to look in other directions to find out where my next source of income is coming from. And just that in itself is just so overwhelming that sometimes it just, I think I end up kind of just sitting out until about 10 o'clock, look at Twitter, look at any emails. I have plenty of Twitter accounts which have audiences that I adore, and they're all very different crossovers as well. Some of them cross over from different platforms, and depending on what projects they are, I will invite people, I will follow people on different accounts if different projects. So I just thought that while I'm walking down the approach to the park, I'd just do this first little post just to get myself back into the mindset of connecting. The one thing that I'm going to be doing this afternoon is some Audiences Europe exploration. There's a project that's had its final conference in Spain over the last couple of days in Bilbao, called ADESE, which is ADESTE. So if you wanted to check that out and see what sort of an audience, a European audience project is kind of producing, please do check out the ADESE project. And if you're an audience developer, you know, do go through the people who've been tweeting, look at their organisations, look at their profiles, follow them, reach out to them and say hello. And I'm also trying to encourage people who are at these conferences, who are audience developers, who have worked on funded projects. And there's often 6 or 7 companies that come together, even more, on these EU projects. And the funding they have is to deliver the project. But more and more I've been realising that actually the true extended value of these projects is the lifespan and legacy of the report that's written and the media that's made, that's intended to be shared with other audience developers so that they can apply those lessons or run some of those projects within their own local area. And I think that's the one thing that, as Audiences Europe is reevaluating its position in the sector, I think I know I want to bring to the table, is this sense that you know, projects last for the lifespan of the funding, but the network connections we all have as professionals lasts our entire career. And Audiences Europe, I want it to be the place where all the professionals come when there is no project. They come there when their project is completed. They come there when they've got things to share, and they do put them together and we can share them. So I've got loads and loads of ideas. I've gone on far longer than I intended. But yes, today I'm going to be looking at some Audiences Europe stuff. Also going to be looking at some online branch stuff and some engagement and the crossover in the Extend the Audience programme that I'm developing to give some cohesion to the practice that I'm trying to offer. And that's the online video rooms, so using a peer. So if you haven't discovered a peer.in, do go and check them out. Beautiful, really simple IRC browser-based video conversation. So easy to get people in, especially if you've got people who go, oh, I don't like Google, or I don't like Skype, or, you know, I talk to people on FaceTime, but other people haven't got iPhones, or take a look at peer.in. So thank you for listening to here, and do get in touch and tell me about your wombling. How do you make the best use of the things that you find? And I'm at PCM Creative, and until I've been gymmed and swimmed, that's it from me.